You're listening to Encounter, a daily offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. A little something old that is new again. We will be exploring a long-forgotten and ancient tradition of contemplative prayer from the Eastern Orthodox Church. It actually dates back to the 3rd century and is based on Jesus' call in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. It says, "When you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret." The tradition is the process of withdrawing and retreating in order to experience God. A practice of prayer marked by deep tranquility, the spiritual intent on contemplating God unceasingly by invoking the name of Jesus. So the theme of this meditation from Philippians chapter 4 is tranquility, contemplating on the constant and perpetual presence of God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a place to just reflect in peace and stillness, and find a moment to remain humble before God, Spirit, and Son. Start by softly closing your eyes and listening to this teaching from Luke chapter 18. Two men went into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood over by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not greedy, dishonest, and unfaithful in marriage like other people. And I'm really glad that I'm not like the tax collector over there. I go without eating for 2 days a week, and I give you 1/10 of all that I earn." Meanwhile, the tax collector stood off at a distance and did not think he was good enough even to look up towards heaven. In fact, he was so sorry for what he had done, he pounded his chest and prayed, "God, have pity on me. I'm such a sinner." After listening to both, Jesus said, "When the two men went home, it was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who was pleasing to God. If you put yourself above others, you will be put down. But if you humble yourself, you will be honored." In response to that passage, just respond softly, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." We will be together for about 15 minutes, but spend a few moments now closing the doors of your eyes as you settle into secret prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This time and place is a holy moment for you to concede the distractions of the world. Make note of any disrupting or disturbing, certainly any prideful thoughts that may be keeping you from encountering God. Don't fight against the thoughts, just let them come and simply note them for a moment as they drift by. Don't dwell on the distractions, that gives them too much power. Just simply note them for now as they float up and away. Now, as distractions enter your field of vision, surrender each to the Spirit of God, and once again let them pass. No power. Let anything keeping you from encountering God just pass by without effort as you humbly center on Christ. Be mindful too of your breathing and note any anxious or shameful thoughts. Just begin to focus and take deep belly breaths. Release what the Holy Spirit reveals. Continue to breathe deeply and release and refocus as you center on Jesus. Your centering thoughts of Jesus may drift. That's normal. Let that happen. But allow the awareness of your drifting return you to your breathing as God centers you on Jesus. Focus on your breathing as you whisper, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now listen carefully to the first of three divine readings of Scripture, and rather than studying each word, listen for the narrative voice of God. Listen for what He wants you to hear from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, in the New International Version. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things now. What did you hear? What did God want you to hear? And why? Silently reflect on that word or thought or phrase for another moment. After that brief pause, how did the Holy Spirit knit that deeper into your mind? Once more, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Well, stay here longer now, being mindful of which attribute God wants you to focus on. In this second expanded divine reading, notice your feelings about the passage. What are your emotional and physical sensations as you listen to this wider reading from the New King James Version? Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. What did you experience? Let your emotions explore the imagery of Christ. In this third reading, don't feel the need to react to the passage, but just let it connect you to God in a way that is deep and beyond words and thoughts. Listen now from the English Standard Version. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, well, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Resting now with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, listen once more to these attributes. Which rings and resonates in your mind? Be mindful and aware of what is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Once more, withdraw into your mind's room with the door shut, praying to your Father in secret. Be tranquil as you listen once more. Which words invoke the name of Jesus to you? True, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Whichever it is, let that be your sacred word to center you on the presence of Christ here. Whisper it now in a time of contemplation beyond words. rest here for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And let me pray a prayer of blessing over you that you remember to center on what is true, on what is noble, on what is right and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent, and whatever is worthy of praise. Meditate about such things. And may your heart radiate the love of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. Now, our world is hectic, so be intentional to withdraw and retreat into the presence of God in order to experience His glory. Explore moments of deep tranquility to contemplate God and invoke the name of Jesus. Consider, too, how you can be a moment of tranquility for another. How can you pay forward the peace that God has gifted you? Who can you bless by sharing the blessings of God? So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, note the busyness, but then be mindful of a simple, pure moment to whisper, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. For it will be then and there you will encounter the eternal tranquility of God.